The Sentai Review, Episode 18, The New Rita Repulsa.
Alright, welcome back to the Sentai Review. It is time to talk about more Sentai, so William Bush, Reploid Bill.
Sun Level Saria.
Scott Action Jackson.
Alright, now everybody knows who we are and we're famous and we're dancing, so...
I'm not dancing, I'm playing my fucking Marvel Puzzle Quest so I can get my dailies in.
Look at that, he just ruined the rhythm. Let's whore out the website.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
All right, hoard out the dirty website now. Let's get to this. Speaking in which, I've heard the horror, comment dropped quite a few times lately as people have seen the new Rita Repulsa. So, we knew it was inevitable. We're a Sentai show that talks about some costumes, and this is a pretty big costume.
Well, kind of two.
So, let's go ahead and get into this right here. Okay.
Elizabeth Banks casted as Rita Repulsa.
I do not hate this decision. Now, we're not into the makeup and everything yet, but when I look at Elizabeth Banks, I believe she could do it. She could have been casted back in our series, and with proper makeup and attention, she could have easily pulled off a sorceress.
Yep.
I have no issue with the casting at all.
Yeah.
Anybody, you guys fine with that?
Yeah, I was about to say, I got no complaints when it comes right down to it. I really don't.
I mean, if done fully right, it would be awesome.
Okay, so the actress in general, there's no issue here. We're on board with the actress choice. That's good. Next. There she is. This is the idea they're going with.
Well, the first one that they showed.
Yes. My issue... And this is a slight issue, don't misunderstand, I'm not getting over ridiculous here. When I saw this image, I thought maybe it was a mistake, and that they'd accidentally released the design for Scorpina. I saw the thing around her neck, she's holding like a snaky whip thing, and I thought maybe that was, you know, like a stinger. And the rest of her outfit, like, I got a Scorpina feeling out of the outfit, and that bothered me a little bit.
Yeah, all I saw here was Scorpina. With a bit of a, I guess, lizard dragon-like.
Right, yes.
I don't know, it's one of those things where, like, I see where you guys are coming from with it, but at the same time... I'm not hating on it too badly. Like, the only thing that I'm not digging on is, like, the prosthetics on her face is the only thing that's really bothering me. Like, when it comes down to the costume, yes, it does not look like Rita Repulsa as we know her. But
oh,
at the
yes.
same time...
She wasn't going to be
yeah,
fair.
Yeah, there was no way in shit that she was going to be the exact same person.
My thing with her face, the reason I'm letting go the face is because... She's not human. Like, it's just like I watched Star Trek. The Klingons were not humans. They were Klingons. And it wasn't until they got a budget that they put ridges on their heads. That was it. That's the only reason. Like, we didn't have the money to really do the Klingons. So, they were like Mexican dudes. We'd sometimes get like a white guy or a Mexican dude and paint him like a weird goldish brownish color. And then we put him in like reject disco outfits and battle with them.
Yeah, I think I've never seen some of those early Klingon.
Yeah, they were not very alien.
Not very,
Look,
alien,
to quote, fanboys, and here we have our statue depicting our great leader, James T. Kirk, fighting his great nemesis, Ricardo Montalban. Due to copyright images, we cannot actually...
Yeah, like...
So, yes.
She's supposed to be an alien. She's not supposed to be human. So, we have to do something to differentiate her from the rest of the human race. You have to be able to look at her and say, okay, she's some sort of alien. I'm okay with the fact that they messed with her face. That really does not bother me. Because maybe her species is very close to human, but her skull... The skull is very different on the inside. It doesn't bother me. So, next. That's kind of
the same thing, only minus the copyrighted
next.
Logo.
Okay.
Somebody tried a side-by-side merger thing here.
Well, this is what I was talking about. If the actress was done right, her face is... I'm not seeing... Like, I think it could have been done.
Yeah. The only major difference here between the two is that the original person that we got to be Rita, well, that they got to be Rita, like, you could clearly tell that her eye is set a little bit higher and her nose is turned up a little bit more. That's literally the only difference.
But her ethnicity is different, too.
Well, yeah,
so,
exactly.
So being of a different ethnicity in general, she pulls this off very well. I think that though people are questioning the costume... I don't see too much issue here. I think she could have pulled this off. Like, the actress choice is brilliant. No issue with the casting at all. I'm interested to see how she'll pull it off, like, visually, like in movement, when she speaks and when she...
Yeah,
knows.
Exactly. It's
like
the acting portion that's always the trouble.
Right. I think she can do it. As an actress, I really have no issue here at all. Next. See? Right there. They just did it for me. They have a picture here of the new Rita next to Scorpina, and this is what I mean by when I seen her, I thought this was Scorpina. I thought that somebody released the image, like, because I thought maybe it got leaked, and people were like, oh, new Rita. And I was like, no, I think that's Scorpina, because that's what it looks like, and I guess I'm not the only one that thought that way.
I still do.
Now, I'm not hating, I'm not, how do I put this? It's a new age. They're going to change things, and I realize that I'm not 100% digging this costume. I'm okay with her face. I've heard a lot of angry about that. And I've also heard this comment that keeps coming up about, oh, so I guess Rita, our intention here in America is to make her a hoe. What exactly is ho about the outfit?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, on this image, you can't see the full detail.
I guess. But I think people are a little too oversensitive now. Like, a girl shows her midriff, and all of a sudden, she's a skank. Like, that's like when you used to go to school, and they said, now, don't show off your shoulders, because little boys might fucking cream in their pants and not be able to fucking divide. Like, it's a little ridiculous.
Well, no, if they're creaming in their pants, technically they're trying to divide.
It's...
I mean, maybe they're trying more to multiply than divide, but I mean...
It's ridiculous. Like, there should be... There is a difference between, you know, a quote-unquote a-ho, you know... And somebody that is, there's nothing wrong with expressing sexuality as long as it's done in a form of classy matter. And I didn't see the big deal with this costume. Like, I hear that all the time. In fact, one of the people on the group page immediately when I posted the first image that I found of her was like, oh, check it out, Skank Rita. And I was like, why? Why exactly Skank Rita? Please explain to me the skankness of the image. And he had nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody.
He just never replied to me at all.
Everybody's got that problem, too. Like, everybody and their brother, as soon as one person forms an opinion, whether it's right or wrong, everybody just wants to latch on to that opinion. Like, we've even said it multiple times, there's really nothing wrong here. The only thing is, like, people feel like this costume clearly is not Rita, which, I mean, obviously it's not going to be.
Or they have a problem. Like Scorpina, though, that's the problem.
Well, yeah, it looks like Scorpina, but at the same time...
It makes me curious what Scorpina's going to look like.
Well, I was about to say, is she supposed to be in the movie?
Yeah. In fact, the movie is basically about Scorpina. Okay, rumors are that Scorpina goes back in time, which this part confuses me because it doesn't make any sense. I think that what's going on is something very different. I've heard a lot of talk that Scorpina goes back in time and changes when Rita wakes up. For some reason, that doesn't seem right to me, and here's why. This is almost like a DC retcon. Almost.
Well, that in the Star Trek.
Right.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. When you go back in time in Star Trek, you're still in the future. When you go back in time in Power Rangers, does this movie take place in, like, 94?
If it does, then these motherfuckers better not have fucking iPhones and
iPads.
It doesn't.
The movie takes place in 2016. Which is a bigger problem, because they casted, first off, they made some casting decisions. Now, okay, I don't want to be misinformed here, so if some of this is wrong, please go ahead and tell me, but...
We already explained how to do that. You go to the website, yep. And tell us to fuck off.
But I want to put this out here real quick. I heard that the kids that they casted are playing the original teenagers. But, if that's true, I heard that the African-American actor, or the black actor, or I have no malice here. I don't know how I'm supposed to say it, okay? He is playing Billy. What happened? Explain to me what happened in the time shift when Scorpina went back in time and somehow Zach became an Asian kid and Billy became a black kid.
Well, again, you seem to forget, Zordon was an interdimensional being stuck in a time loop. Maybe she didn't jump through time, maybe she jumped through dimensions.
Dimensions into 2016, where Billy was a black kid? I mean, I'm fine with that. That at least makes sense to me.
Somehow. No, Rangers, don't look at the viewing globe.
You know,
wait, is that Kimberly's bathroom? And this time, Billy's going to be the one being like, damn, turn that up.
Nope. No, he's going to be like, wait, is that Kimberly's bathroom? No, it's Zach's.
You know.
New age, bitches.
The weird thing is that the Doctor Who fan in me wants to say wibbly wobbly timey wimey, but at this point it's like, I got nothing.
I would be okay if this was a reboot, but Saban had released a statement saying that they are going to honor all current continuity. So either this is a new group of teens, and this is what would make sense to me. If this is a new group of teens, then they could do anything they want to do, and Scorpina can go back in time saying, everybody has failed, the person that came the closest was my mistress. She goes back in time, retrieves Rita, and says, we've tried it here, it didn't work.
We've tried it this way, it didn't work. So
come with me, let's go back. By this time, the Rangers will have changed because you didn't wake up, and the first enemy they would have fought would have been Zed coming back here by himself.
Yep.
Because Rita wouldn't have been there. You pull Rita from the continuity and put her in today. Every Ranger story from that moment changes, and the dynamic shifts, and the original Rangers might not have been picked at all.
Yeah.
And then, because of that, you now have a Rita Repulsa in the future fighting new teens, and she's still holding one of the most destructive forces in Ranger history. She still has the coin.
Yeah.
So when Zordon activates the grid and grabs these five teenagers, and we get a Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie with new kids, but still as close to the original costumes. You know, they'll probably have the plates and armor and probably look exactly like my favorite movie that Shane despises. And I'm looking forward to that like you don't even believe it. But if they do that, I could see it working because she'd have the green coin. That could be the second movie. Rita coming into the future to battle Rangers, and Scorpina would have already thrown off the balance, so the original guys are not going to be there, which makes sense.
Oh, fuck.
Unless one makes it back.
Right.
No.
The script is still, you know, secret-y.
Okay, there's two possibilities that I'm thinking of here. One, Scorpina goes back, and she instead becomes Rita Repulsa herself. Two, Rita's decked in green. Maybe she gives herself the green coin.
That would be neat.
It would kind of explain the costume when you think about it.
If she kind of fused
she
her own power.
She wouldn't become a ranger. She would just gain the fucking abilities of
them. They do something like that in Galaxy. In Lost Galaxy, the one girl goes into like this cocoon thing. And when she comes out, she's like a weird green praying mantis monster instead of what she's been the whole show. So they did something like that before. This is mass speculation, but...
Well, I mean, look at it. She's got the fucking gold streaks in her goddamn hair, like the fucking, the Green Ranger had on his fucking head.
What if we're all misleading altogether? What if this is Scorpina going back and using the green power coin?
That's a possibility.
You know, there's talk, it's interesting that you bring this up. I'm reading the new Boom Studios Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, and the Scorpina from that book is pissed and obsessed with retrieving the Green Power Ranger coin because she believes that it should have never been given to Tommy in the first place. She says it should have been hers.
So maybe that's why she went back. She went back to stop.
So it's interesting that you bring a point like that up because in the comics, that's what they're doing. Scorpina is trying to get the Green Ranger coin for herself.
So yeah, so maybe this might actually be a comic book movie and not so much just a Sentai thing. They might be using the comic book storyline to build up to this movie.
Well, actually, there are some further answers that might counter it, so...
Okay, right, no, I get
we'll,
that,
we'll,
yeah. Next.
Move along.
Okay, what, her why, outfit. And, why skank outfit? I don't see
yeah,
it. Now I'm,
there's
you
nothing
can't...
fucking skank. You barely see any fucking cleavage. Yes, it's a form-fitting outfit. We've seen that fucking before. That's not goddamn
right.
Skanky. Her shit's fucking covered. It's not like her coochie's just hanging out for the entire world to fucking see.
Peek-a-boo!
But you know what? It's not like she's fucking Ivy. She's not wearing a goddamn thong and like a fucking bikini top.
I think it's unjustified bitching. People want a reason to hate this movie before it even came out because their nostalgia goggles are tuned all the way up to the fucking G. So, I'm not seeing the issue here. I'm going to go ahead and next...
Yeah, and now that it's even more.
I'm okay with the...
Oh,
with
no,
the,
there's a couple slits in the sides by her thighs. Oh, no, that's such a skank move.
I'm okay with the battle look of the costume.
Yeah.
Actually, one thing I should...
And here's another thing. Rita and Zed, one of my biggest fucking complaints of my childhood is that the Rangers never fought Rita or Zed. The White Ranger had one confrontation with Zed, and that was it. And it wasn't even an actual fight. They were stalling each other because Kimberly was dying because she'd been disconnected from the grid.
One thing I kind of want to bring up with this image is look to the left.
Yeah, there's I see her.
A stunt Rita.
Which means that this Rita
will be fighting.
Probably fights.
Yeah.
And that is, for me... That is a childhood dream come true. I don't care what costume she's in. If Rita fights the Rangers, I'm gonna be double thumbs way, way up because I was so pissed that there was never a confrontation. Like, there had to have been one point where they were like, I'm tired of these fucking monsters failing. I'm gonna go down there and do this shit myself.
Unless this time she goes down first.
Right. Yeah. And maybe her failure leads her to be like, I'm going to need something that can do something I can't. Maybe monsters are a bigger deal or something. I don't know. Like, well, but then you'd imagine that she can't create, she wouldn't create monsters that could take her out. You get what I mean? So, like.
Yeah. She has to be able to be like, I'm still more powerful than you are, you motherfucker. Listen to me or else.
Unless.
I know how to punch that Z in the middle of your chest and make you explode.
Unless they just ignore the monsters product altogether, the creating monsters. She could come down and she already has a monster that can fight, which is Goldar. So she has Goldar and Scorpina already. So those are her monsters for the movie.
Yeah.
We haven't seen any.
No, we haven't. But so far, all we have seen is this. Yeah. So I'm not. Yeah. I'm not discounting them. You know.
Damn it! There was something I was gonna say, and now I can't fucking think of what I was gonna. Next. Say. So yeah, next.
And this is her, I guess, talking with her.
That's not a bad stunt double, actually. When I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
It's gonna be pretty tough to tell the two apart, like when, you know, when they switch.
Yeah, with whole makeup and stuff.
That's not bad at all. I've seen movies where I'm watching it and I'm like, that's not him.
Like, oh, you mean like Men in Black when they do the fucking upside down car scene and all of a sudden you get a what's his fuck turning into a white dude?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Next.
And taking off the coat or jacket because she's about to go.
I'm noticing that they did something with her skin, too, where it looks like that might not, maybe that might not even be armor. Like on her arms, you get where I'm looking here?
Looks like a bit of damage or something.
Like I'm wondering if some of that is like snake skin, you know, not like armor, but like something biological.
Like reptilian.
Right.
Yeah, which neither would surprise me. I mean, like I said, the only problem I've had with the makeup so far is the fact that you can almost tell that it's kind of a mask that they've put around her eyes to help with some of the prosthetics. So, like, they didn't hide that shit very well. But like I said, it's just, there's nothing wrong I'm seeing with these fucking costumes. Like, any of these images, I see nothing wrong.
And this is not counting in.
You saw nothing.
You bullshit, you fucking moron. And this is not counting if they add CGI later.
And if the audio's changed, it's because Bill finally remembered to plug in the goddamn microphones.
It was Seth's fault.
Again.
Next.
And no, it wasn't my fault again. It was Bill's fault again.
Again.
Just son of a goddamn you.
I knew something was weird because I've been watching our spikes, and I'm like, something seems wrong. And I keep testing my mic to see if it's on. And then all of a sudden I was like, wait a minute. Oops.
Look, just because I got 4 hours of sleep and I remembered to remind you for our first recorded episode and not fucking this one, don't blame me.
It's because of the way the recording process, we're getting used to it. We have to plug in the mics, and then we drop that secondary audio, and we have to unplug to test the audio. So that's what messed me up. Mm. Next.
So.
Okay, so the last one was her getting her hair look fucked on with. Her this face one's more here. Though, yeah.
Next.
Oh, and here's her staff.
I don't hate the staff.
Oh, look, blonde. It's poor Rita. You can see her booty clearly. Oh, God, what a whore.
I don't hate the staff at all.
No, neither do I. It really does look like the old fucking staff, only more modernized.
Oh, yes, very, very modernized.
It looks more.
Looks like it was grown. Like, has like a vine type of look or something.
The design looks like something from one of those Final Fantasy images that those were promos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not hating on that at all. Next. More
another
of
shot.
That. Next.
And she's starting to walk with the wand.
Next.
Oh, hi.
Yeah, see, right there, you could kind of see what I'm getting at. Like I said, like, the eyes look off, like it's more of like prosthetics going around it, and they didn't quite seam it up properly, which means that they clearly, that's for like a wide angle instead of up close.
How many people really liked Ghostbusters? Because I've got something to throw out here, and I'm hoping this reference works. No. Look at her face. Right now, she looks like Janosch from Ghostbusters 2.
How did I know that's where you were going with this?
Do you see it?
Yes.
Look at her face. Yes, Kat. Rita Yanosh.
I was trying to forget him.
I was just in the neighborhood. I figured I'd stop and check on the baby and take your baby.
Hello. Oh, but I would.
This is radio, so you guys can't see the disgusted look on Scotty's
face. She looks like Yanosh. She's going to grab babies and put them in carriages and fly away.
Next.
Next.
Oh, God.
Oh, yes, it's awesome.
That's an interesting shot.
Was the thing I was going to bring up earlier now that I've had time to laugh and think about it.
She kind of lost her Yanosh appeal in this image, though.
But I was going to say, maybe this is more of like Power Rangers trying to throw it back to actual Super Sentai. Like, if Rita's actually going to be fighting, maybe that's why it's the way it is. They're actually going back towards, like, the Bandora thing, where, you know, they actually fought Bandora.
Because there is a confrontation. It's not, like, so much physical, like they fought her, but there was a confrontation with Rita, because by the end of that Sentai, they actually did resolve it. They trapped her again. The end of the Sentai, they do trap her back in her prison. Here in America, she just, like, married Lord Zedd and flew off to the stars to dance on the Moonosphere after the Z-Wave.
Okay. And somehow they had a kid.
Right.
Yeah.
An evil kid. With evil. That wasn't affected by the Z-Wave. But if they were affected by the Z-Wave, how did they have an evil monster baby? And what was it like to have an evil monster baby as normal people now? Affected by the Z-Wave.
Next.
Stuck in an interdimensional time loop.
It's true.
No, don't look through my telescope.
Don't view that plot hole.
Don't look through my wand.
Next.
Oh, look, there's rubble and shit in the streets.
Yeah?
So, yes, clearly fighting and shit's going down, even though the extras clearly don't look like they give a fuck.
Yeah, no shit. The extras are like, interdimensional beings. Fuck it. Next.
Another shot.
There's next. Two people standing in the background holding the conversation, too. It's funny.
I'm not hating that. See what I mean about how I think some of that metal on her might be biological, like there's veins coming out onto the hands.
Yeah.
And, like, right here, it's kind of like it's grafted into her skin. Mm-hmm. So I think that this little sleeve here will be CGI'd to look more like her skin when it's when everything's said and done, CGI'd so that this stuff will kind of look like it's attached. I think that, I don't know if all of this costume is supposed to be costume with her.
Actually, that wouldn't surprise me.
Next.
Oh, she's getting into a...
Like I said, I'm not hating the actress at all here. Yeah. Like, at all.
And next. Even the stills, you can kind of tell how she's going to be playing it off.
Now the
she's probably going to be zapping lightning and shit all over the place.
Yep.
Next.
Oh, bow down.
I'm not hating the attitude
kneel
that she seems
before
to be
Rita.
Out.
Scorpina. Whoever the fuck.
I'm so far, like, the attitude of it seems right to me. Very,
yes.
Very right. Next.
She had that.
What you just did, she did that shit, too, when she was pleased with something.
All I know is whoever's car that is going to have a dead battery by the end of the day.
Next.
Leaving that damn door open.
Next.
And she must be walking.
Get
upset.
The boom mic out of the shot, asshole! You're gonna be fired!
He's already fired.
Next.
Oh, here comes the
out
wires.
Out of the cannon into the Moonosphere, yes.
Yeah, the wires. She's gonna fly or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Or maybe she gets shot. Or,
that's what I'm thinking, because some of the other ones. It looks
next.
Like she's falling.
I'll bet you that costume, like looking at it right now when they have to pick her up on the wires, I bet you that costume's a pain in the ass.
Oh, I can believe it.
And maybe come in part two.
Yeah, I'll bet you they have to fix this costume in between every take they do. Because you can see when it's lifting her up, it's kind of disconnecting the shoulders here and pulling up on her midsection, and this is kind of higher than it was a minute ago. I'll bet you after every other take with those damn wires, they have to be like, okay, fix the fucking costume.
Wardrobe malfunction.
Somebody Next. Get wardrobe in here.
Here's a wider shot of that.
Right.
Yeah, and again, that's either she's getting ready to take off or that's her landing.
Or she's falling. About to get hit by something and be pulled back. Next.
Falling. Or rising.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe she hit the ground and she does one of those whoosh, like coming back up.
Because she doesn't have her wand with her, so.
Next.
And she's on the ground.
Yep, okay, because they look like they just laid her down. And you see what I mean? He's got to address the costume in between every take, I'll bet you. I'll bet you that costume's
actually, it looks more
ass.
Like he's fucking with the straps, because it clearly looks like the straps are on under the costume, because that's
they
how
are.
They usually do the wires.
They are, but that's so, how yeah. that's why the costume keeps moving around in every other picture I see. Next.
And she's...
That's blue. See, that's going to be a lot of CGI
input. Yeah, that's CG blue
input,
screen.
Because that's blue screening.
But she is either lying down from either getting beaten or...
Well, since there's definitely something missing in the shot, she might not be laying down at all. I don't know what they're about to... Because that's going to be something.
Yeah.
When everything's said and done, they're going to put something where this blue is.
Or maybe she's laying on something?
Yeah.
Possibility.
Next. Now, then there's this picture. These set of images came out.
This is kind of like some streetish attire.
I'm not hating this at all. This gave me a witch feeling. And especially, this is the one I posted. Where the guy was like, oh, look, Skank Rita. I guess that's the fucking American version of Power Rangers nowadays. And I was like, what? Why? Because she looks like... Because to me, she looks like a modern-day witch. She looks like Morgan from, like, Dragon Age.
Yeah.
Like, Dragon Age that Wars. Looks yeah. really good to me.
But because her shirt is all cut up and you might see some booby and
Next.
One of her legs is hanging out, she's got to be a whore.
Yeah, but see, I don't see nothing.
Yeah, exactly. There's
now,
nothing to see.
Now, with this and the next one, I kind of wonder something.
Next.
She's with two of the... I don't know if it's two of the Rangers that are casted, or at least one of the Rangers, but the way she interacts with the other one, I wonder if she's choosing the Green Ranger.
Next. And maybe the Green Ranger would become a girl or something?
Yeah.
It's not impossible. They could do... If they go with the idea that I was talking about, where she disconnects Rita from the past and pulls her into the future... Because they didn't do it in the past, but maybe with a different set of kids, and maybe if she's dropped in with an unprepared... I don't know, like, I just...
It would explain why we only see the back of this person.
Yep. Next.
And yeah. Might be.
Next.
Yeah. And a bit of a side-by-side with
the... See, the face is very much alien to me now, which I feel is important. She needs to not be human. This might be a battle costume, which, since she never battled in our series, it stands to reason that maybe there was something like that that we never saw.
Well,
and I'm okay with the New Age witch look.
Yeah. But again, when you get with the side-by-side here, like, the fact that you can barely see green in her hair on the right side where she's in, like, the all-black witch suit.
Yep.
And then you jump over to the green one. It's kind of back in my theory here where maybe she just said, fuck it, and took the green coin for
what
herself.
What if it's a little bit of both? What if she siphons energy from the green coin and attempts to fight the Rangers, and when it doesn't work, she figures out that she needs a Green Ranger, which leads to the second movie? Maybe his theory is right. Maybe that's more of a Green Ranger, because maybe she can't use the coin, but maybe she could siphon its energy and use herself as some sort of battleizer.
And then again, back to our other theory from the original Mighty Morphin, where clearly the Green Ranger used to be Zordon.
I've had that theory for a long time.
Maybe
that
that's
I think
the
that,
other reason.
Because he said that he and a set of other Rangers trapped her away a long time ago, and the only coin missing is the green, and he's the one that wound up in a tube.
Yeah.
And he's so able he's maybe. Able to charge the Green Ranger's coin.
So maybe that's
charge,
the reason why
like,
she can't use the coin.
When the red and blue and green, you know, when the red, blue, yellow, pink, when they get knocked down, you know, he's not like, oh, I'll come back to the command center and I'll siphon some of my life force to bring you back to power. He doesn't do that. He's like, we're going to have to wait. Give you guys a chance to rest. But with Tommy, Tommy's quite literally dying, and he's like, let me just give you some of my green life energy, and we'll put you back out on the field.
Tommy, put your hand on my tube.
Lower, Tommy. Lower. Lower.
Now rub up and down really fast.
If I was still human, you'd be gay.
Ah, pervy Zordon. Everybody loves him.
Next. I'm digging that.
Yeah, this
yeah
kind of
that's actually pretty badass.
Next.
And this was something that I found and thought was humorous for us to...
Elizabeth Banks is Rita Repulsa on the set of... That's pretty funny.
Badass,
to be
though.
Fair. Man, like, because, yeah, because, see, the costume design is green, black, white, and gold.
Uh-huh.
With a little bit of silver thrown in. And with Rita, there's green, white, black, and gold.
Uh-huh.
It's not impossible that he might have hit something here. I think she might siphon the energy from the green coin and create a battle form for herself. That would be a very new concept that we never got. It would give us a battling Rita. It would give her a reason to need a Green Ranger after she fails. Maybe there's something about her anatomy or her species or something that she can't. Or maybe the coins are somehow tied to light and, you know, like light and darkness. And maybe she can siphon the energy, but she can't use actual Ranger power. So she's going to need a kid who she can corrupt that can form with the energy.
There is one weird theory that she might have been a descendant of, like, the last tribe that was tied to the green coin.
Which would explain why she has the coin and she can pass the energy on, maybe?
Yeah.
It's a possibility.
Like, it interests me.
Again, until we actually get to the movie, this is all nothing more
and
than
actually,
fan theory.
Now I'm looking at the back... Just to add small credence to your possibility here, look at the back.
Yeah,
you see the way it arcs yep. into an almost curve around her shoulders, and he has the dragon shield, which is arcing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if you might have stumbled on something. Next.
Okay. And we're back.
All we wanted to do here was go over some pictures and talk about some Rita and make some Lord Zordon jokes.
Some pervy Zordon, and I clearly busted out my calculator for no reason, so...
And ahead. We definitely wanted to talk about Janosch from the Ghostbusters. Ooh, but I would. I'm not hating this. I'm really not.
Yeah.
Things change. Sometimes they don't change for the better. Don't misunderstand my statement. But things do change, and it's not always negative. Like, sometimes the stuff that you grew up with is not as great as you think it is. And if you put her, if she's going to fight Rangers, and you're going to put her in the original outfit...
She's going to get her ass handed to her?
Like, kinda. She ain't going to... I mean, the fight's going to be kind of boring when all she can do is stand there with the staff.
Unless she's riding around on that bicycle or something.
Yeah, she could,
yeah,
like...
but even then...
In the original series, she rides a bike, and she shoots the lasers from her staff,
and then
she
stands there, and she shoots lasers from the staff.
Yeah, had she fought
and
the Rangers...
And then she throws the staff down, and the monsters grow.
Had she fought the Rangers, and they'd have like, all fought her, and somebody would have got in close, there's very little she could have done fight-wise, close-up, that would have looked appealing.
Would she, though? I mean, would she be able to actually defend herself or not?
in the original series,
technically,
the way she,
okay.
I'm just talking about the costume in general. If you were to tell that actress, hey, I need you to block some karate moves in a karate fashion and use your staff like a bow staff, I'm sorry, but because of your costume, you're going to have to find a way to move your legs and avoid your Madonna boobs while you do this, and it's going to have to look good. Because if it looks bad, we're just going to have to film it again.
That would be awkward as fuck.
Right.
Well, then here's also
so she
the
needs
other problem.
So she needs a battle suit.
Yeah.
Or an update to her costume, at least.
Well, like I said, then here's the other problem. Think Final Fantasy when it comes down to this. Or better yet, think D&D. She's a mage. Mages aren't exactly known for being defensive when it comes right down to it.
Yeah.
If somebody gets up on your mage is about to get fucked if somebody doesn't, like, step in and help.
Yeah.
The mage is hardcore when it comes to shooting lasers and throwing fire and ice and lightning and getting pissed off and summoning earthquakes and poisoning the fuck out of somebody.
I'm really
hoping.
But if
a bee comes up and stabs it in the face with its stinger, it's just going to fall over dead because it has no fucking health.
My hope for the movie now is that it starts in the Morgan costume. She fights the Rangers a little bit. They gain the upper hand. And I'm hoping she gets pissed. And I'm hoping exactly what I think he stumbled on. I hope she takes the green coin out, siphons energy from it, and becomes that green thing, and fights the Rangers, and she gains an upper hand, and then that leads to a bigger fight where the Rangers might barely beat her, and that might be the reason for her choosing a Green Ranger. I feel like there's going to be a Green Ranger, and I don't think it's going to be in the first movie. I think that they're hoping for more than one of these. I hope we at least get a 3-movie deal where we could see the Rangers fight Rita. Rita bestows, and Rita might pick a Green Ranger during this movie, but not make one.
Like
during the finale or post-credit scene. Arise, you know, and then the Green Ranger's brought in. Green Ranger fights the Rangers in the second movie. And, of course, then gets reverted and becomes a Ranger himself. Or, if the Ranger... Let's say the Green Ranger is never a good guy at all. Let's say they have to destroy the Green Ranger power in order to save the kid. But then, in turn, the third movie is the rise of the White Ranger. That's if we only got 3 movies. If we got a 5-movie contract, I would like to see Rita fights the Rangers and fails. Green Ranger is created for second movie. Saved during that movie. The third movie is the Green Ranger movie, where she tries to take the power back and it doesn't work. The fourth movie is Zed, where he does disperse the Green Ranger and leave them in a hole. The fifth movie is the White Ranger in defeat of Zed and Rita.
I could see that.
Yeah. That I would dig like crazy.
And technically they could do that in a 3-movie arc as well. The problem is the story might be lacking because they'd have to rush some shit.
Well, I feel like they run into the same problem that Batman v Superman does, where they you would need like an hour and 40 minutes of exposition to set up the half an hour fight, and by the time that gets there, you might not care.
Yeah.
So I hope they break this down. I hope they follow a form of format that allows the movies to run smoothly. I hope they don't try to do too much. Like Spider-Man 3, we didn't need all those villains.
Yeah.
We were doing just fine with Sandman.
And we didn't need emo Peter.
I think even, as ridiculous as that is, even if they'd have left that in and just not done Venom, if Venom would have been the 4th movie... And Peter would have stayed in the black costume through the entire thing. And at the end, if he would have pulled that suit off and it would have went down and the very end scene should have been Venom
attaching to Eddie Brock.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna go into all the talk about, you know, this actor shouldn't have been this or they shouldn't have that. If they would have broken that movie into 2 separate movies, I think that the Sam Raimi
Spider-Man 3 Part 1 and Spider-Man 3 Part 2.
Yeah, I really think that would have worked.
Yeah.
I think Sam Raimi could have pulled that off. In fact, the reason that movie failed the way it did is Sam Raimi said from the very beginning, I don't like Venom. I'm not going to use him. And the studio said, you have to use him. We need Venom. We're paying for Venom. You have to write Venom because fans want Venom. Well, fans wanted Venom right. Fans didn't want Venom forced down our fucking throats by somebody that didn't even want shit to do with him in the first place.
Yeah, exactly.
So when Sam Raimi was all of a sudden forced to throw him in, he had this really good Sandman movie that was an awesome movie. It was fucking perfect. The Sandman shit worked out great. You figure out that the Sandman killed Uncle Ben and that he wasn't necessarily a bad guy, and Peter lets him go at the end, and it's a nice resolve, and there's a storyline and a couple fights with the Sandman, which, by the way, were brilliant fights.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden he's like, oh, by the way, Venom. And you could tell that he didn't give a shit because he introduced Venom, they fought once, and he killed the fucking character off just to be like, fuck you, studio.
Yeah. The only part that he didn't kill off was the little bit that ended up on the coat that he tossed to the side, which then could have come back as another version of Venom.
Or
if
Carnage.
If not just Carnage.
Yeah, it could have been Carnage.
Which, technically, if we're going to do fucking Venom, then we have to do fucking Maximum Carnage.
There was a rumor back then, which was incredibly interesting, that the fourth movie was already being casted, and that Jim Carrey was going to play Carnage.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember those rumors that were
flying
around.
Cletus Cassidy or whatever his name
is. And there was even a bunch of mock-up posters that already had his face. And I remember seeing those. I don't know. I can't say that would have been impossible because I've seen him play his dramatic movies as much as I've seen him play his comedies.
Yeah, exactly.
And what's interesting is that Cletus is kind of a, like Cassidy is kind of one of those characters that is like grotesque funny.
Yeah.
It's like murderous funny. It's almost like a Freddy Krueger in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Like from the first film. But way more on a psychotic level rather than knowing what he's doing. You know what I mean?
I almost wouldn't give it the first movie. I give it more of like the second Nightmare on Elm Street because he still, like, he had more humor along with more like, I'm going to fucking murder your face and it's going to be awesome type of shit.
Right.
Whereas the first movie it was, I'm getting my revenge, you bunch of bitches.
Like, I like the guy that they got to play him in the 90s series. That's kind of the way I saw him anyway, so that kind of worked out for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is... Now we're getting into Spider-Man, so I think this episode is done. That's what we thought of the new Rita. I'm going to go ahead and drop some information here at the end of the video so you can,
tell us what you think. Well, actually, there's one more thing that we got to bring up.
What?
Just as a friendly reminder to the fans, you guys own this show. If you guys want us to do other shit, let us know. Because there has been talk from you guys of, are you guys going to do some of the knockoff Sentais?
Yeah,
are you guys going to do Kamen Rider?
Well,
what's going on?
Speaking in which,
other countries, so.
We are going to do an episode just to test the waters where we go through some costumes from Sentais that we never got. And it will be on that episode whether or not you guys can vote to have us actually go through knockoff Sentais
and
or ignore them.
With this other stuff, it feels like all the stuff we've been through with the Japanese Super Sentai, it's like after opening up this, we've just started. We just opened the door.
We're just beginning here.
We're just beginning. If this is literally a floodgate, the dam has been broken. Like, we could literally do this show until we are 80 years old,
dude,
and can't fucking remember Pervy Zordon anymore.
I had one guy request us Ultraman. And I got to thinking, this show, in the way it's run, all we do is talk costumes and Zords and make jokes, and every now and then we review a series and things like that, which, by the way, that's not done. The Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Season 2 DVD, we are going to be reviewing that very soon.
We'll get to it.
We'll get there when we got a chance.
It's just there's an awful lot of costumes to talk about.
and a lot of robos.
And we haven't gotten burnt out on the robos enough yet to break topic.
Well, we've been requested Kamen Rider, Ultraman, and it got me thinking, something we've never done, and it wouldn't really match for this show, but it worked for like Pages of Fandom, is to talk about superhero costumes. Like, if you took, like, I don't know if Batman changes enough for me to give a shit, but if you look at, like, Captain Marvel and the outfits that have changed dramatically over the years, Captain Marvel was Ms. Marvel. Yep. She was binary.
Yep.
Now she's Captain Marvel. Like, those are three incredibly different suits. Jean Grey throughout the years has changed dramatically. Scott Summers has changed dramatically. Remember in the 80s when he wore a condom instead of a superhero outfit?
Yep.
I think even Superman's gone through some changes, too. So
for the most part, he's always been wearing his Spankies, but for a while...
He's gone through a few changes. He's kind of like Batman. Like, yeah. You don't really notice it until it gets to the movies.
Like, but that's not impossible that we could bring up. Like, if we just got a collection of a bunch of different costumes from one hero, I'd be interested to see how one of those shows flowed.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Because, like, and some of those, like, there's not much in the way of change. Like, Wolverine, he originally had, like, the yellow and orange, and then he changed to, like, the yellow and blue, and then he got to, like, the yellow and black, and it's like...
And he also had that weird orange and brown shit costume.
Yeah, the original Captain Canada thing.
It looked really... Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, some of them, it doesn't change. Like, Spawn changed fucking dramatically.
Yes, he did.
15 comic books where he's literally wearing, like,
red, white, and blue?
Yeah, like a red, white, and blue, like, British flag type of suit. Then all of a sudden he finally upgrades from being like what they refer to as like a pupa costume to being like all of a sudden after he's done in his cocoon form it just becomes like a jet black kind of fucking costume with some red on it.
And that's when he got his big giant foot.
And that's what it was for the entire fucking run up until he gets the angelic and the full demonic costume.
Right.
Like, there's literally no change sometimes.
And it'd be interesting to go through things like that because Harley Quinn has had a hell of a history with costumes,
too.
Oh, God,
she's one of the big ones that is like, here's a change, there's a change, there's a change.
It's about to change amazingly because in the new rebirth, the Suicide Squad, the artist said, the thing I'm most interested in drawing is Harley Quinn, because while every other character will look the same all the time, he said that. He's like, I get kind of bored of knowing that Deadshot will always look like Deadshot. But he said, Harley Quinn's outfit will change mission to mission depending on the circumstances in front of them.
Oh, God.
That's what he said. He said he's looking forward to the fact that DC told him, with Harley Quinn, draw costumes. And he was like, oh, shit.
that is one of the biggest things you can ever say to a fucking artist.
Yeah.
Do what you want. Oh, baby.
Free run? Like a new costume every book? Oh, shit. Yeah, so that's about to get insane. But yes, this show is just beginning, and if you would like to talk to us about our show and things like that, there's going to be, this video is over. Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.